I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Anthony Mandela over there. Baby Tausch and Gary Ellerson in spring training. You're not on the air yet. You guys were talking in the background, so I just started.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, we were talking on.
Does Steve know the news?
Yeah, we were just confirming some good news. David Stern's going to join us coming up here at 2:30 out here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan on Throwback Thursday.
Did we have to pay him? Is that what happened?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
We think maybe Baby Tausch overreact like most radio guys.
Yeah. I think I overreacted. Yeah. I got an interesting bit of news earlier today. An interesting conversation that I had that kind of threw me off my game. I was rattled this morning, and I think we're all good. I think we're free and clear and ready to rock and roll for the next 4 hours of the Wendy's Big Show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, thanks for kicking it off, man. I apologize about that.
Well, it's not a big deal. It wasn't appropriate for me to pot you guys up because I heard the conversation, so I just did it myself.
Oh, you did?
And started the show.
Okay. Good. So you did hear some stuff.
I had you potted. I couldn't make out one way or the other. I just heard key words and stuff, so I was like, I'll just take it until they're done.
Okay. Yeah. My man.
Well, we're here. See, on National Pi Day, 314, Wendy's Big Show at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Brewers taking on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim coming up here in about an hour from right now. We got Lorenzo Cain coming up on the show. We got a conversation with Zach Davies. Now in about a half hour, we will have Brewers President of Baseball Operations and General Manager David Stearns as well. Greg Rosenthal of NFL.com and the All Around the NFL podcast joins us at 448. Tariq Al-Bashir covering the Washington Redskins for The Athletic stops by at 4:35. Gary Wolfel at 5:35. We're loaded up. It's going to be an exciting show today, but still plenty of time for you and room for you. 414-799-1250.
What time the game starts today? Here?
If you want to join us at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock start. Okay.
1 o'clock start.
It is already crowded.
3 o'clock central.
Absolutely. Yes, 3 o'clock Central. Sorry about that. 3 o'clock Central it'll start. And this game is going to be on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Everybody's in here.
It's already crowded.
Angels broadcast is here. The Brewers broadcast is here. I believe Brewers Radio is also here. So we are packed up in here, ready to rock and roll.
I don't think I'll be able to watch the Brewers today. I just apologize. Because we're watching McGivern's Martin Luther team trying to get to state right now on TV.
That's fine.
Well, yeah, I appreciate you supporting the squad, Steve. So what do the Spartans look like here in the first quarter down at Madison?
They're up 10 with 4:18 to go, 33-23. They'll probably
Who are they playing?
I'm guessing they'll win by like 20.
Who are they playing?
The Northwestern. The 4 seed.
I tell you something, Gary. That Northwestern team has got some players on it that you might not know right now.
And you still won't know after this game. No, still not going to know them. Trust me when I say this. You still won't know them. No.
You're not expecting to see any of those playing at the Kohl Center next year, the next 4 years? No?
No.
Okay. Well, we're pulling for Max Martin Luther Spartans. Good for Mac. That's cool. And then the Brewers start up at 3 o'clock Central, and then 6 o'clock Central, Marquette taking on St. John's. Sparky trying to avenge the two of their now six Big East losses that they had, but for the longest time, that was the only team that they had lost to in conference play.
Well, I mean, I don't know what Gary thinks about tournament buys and stuff like that, but in this situation, it might help Marquette because they've been in a funk lately. So maybe a couple days off to kind of gather themselves a little bit will help a little for their sake. St. John's played well again yesterday, so we'll have to wait and see what happens.
And they got some athletes. That's going to be a fun game coming up at 6. Spring training live right here on these airwaves, 6 to 8 with Tim Allen and myself. A lot of interviews coming out that way, a conversation we had with Corey Knebel and Eric Kratz. But a lot to get to here on the Wendy's Big Show. Start out first talking about these Milwaukee Brewers out here at Cactus League action. Beautiful day. Sun is shining. players are smiling, good lineup ready to go. Freddie Peralta going to be on the mound, and Sparky Ilyushin earlier today. We get the news from Craig Counsell that he will be the Brewers' opening day starter 2 weeks away from opening day at Miller Park. And, Sparky, what are you most looking forward to in this 2019 Brewers season as one of the biggest Brewers fans in the city?
Looking forward to seeing who's going to play Chassin after he gets hurt.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm sorry.
That's the way it started off.
Sorry.
Hey, man, I'm worried about the same thing. I'm not going to say anything. You're not wrong at all.
Why are we doing the get hurt thing?
Baby Tausch has put this in my brain for the last month that if you start opening day for the Brewers, they get hurt.
Wow. It's happened the last, like, 5 years.
Yeah, I guess I never thought about it until he put it in my brain. So,
I guess we won't start Jimmy Nelson then.
No. That's why I'm very happy that Jimmy won't be starting the year right up as the opening day starter. Go ahead, Steve.
I guess for me, I'm really just looking forward to seeing how much better Ryan Braun's going to be after working with the swing coach. That's, for me, the biggest intrigue going into this season. You kind of know what Moustakas is. You know Yelich probably won't have the same year as he had last year, but you know he'll be solid. You know Lorenzo Cain's going to do what he's supposed to do. For the most part, you know what everybody's going to do. But for me, how much better Braun can be, how much more power can he have with this whole changing of the launch angle in his swing, to me, that is something I'm really looking forward to. Because if he does figure something out here, that could be a dramatic difference to this Brewers lineup if he all of a sudden hits 35 home runs.
But that part of that conversation too, Sparky, that I've been just thinking of, and we've been talking about it a lot, everybody down here, whenever you're in the clubhouse, a lot of people have been talking about Braun with that new swing coach. I'm wondering if there's any chance that there's an effect like Chris Bryan had when he was trying to change his swing. And they were saying that some of Chris Bryan's injury issues that he was having last year with his shoulder were because of his high finish. And Braun so violently through the zone on that even swing, maybe with a new swing coach they could find something that maybe it's the oblique or the back or the wrist had some kind of movement on it that was tweaking it all these years. I'm wondering if maybe you can see Ryan Braun for a few more than the 125, 130 games that we've now become accustomed to seeing him, Gary. But he is 36 years old.
I think you'd like that. I think more importantly for me is how they use him, because it's really about the end for them. It's the finish. And you saw Ryan Braun finish, I thought, pretty strong. I mean, he's one of their better players in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And
no
showed the leadership that this team needed during that playoff stretch. And most certainly, I think he'll be top of mind. I think he's still, you look at a guy like Ryan Braun and how great he was at the pinnacle of his career. Most certainly, he still can summon up some of those powers in those kind of tough situations to get you some runs here and there. And then you supplement that with Travis Shaw and Yelich. I think really that's what this team is all about. And I think you start looking around, you see Lorenzo Cain in there. I mean, they've got, to me, a lot of nice players. Moustakas, I mean, we talked about the other day. I mean, they can go 1-7 on you, 8 maybe in some cases, but 1-7 for sure, that lineup is absolutely outstanding.
And it's one of the better.
What's the questions?
The question for you is, what are you most looking forward to in the 2019 Brewers season?
I don't know if I'm most looking for. I just really want to not get caught up in that and enjoy the ride. For me, I mean, you look at the team like the Brewers, and I thought they got a lot of nice players, and they, this division is tough. And I think it's going to be tough for them to try to go out and try to win it again. I mean, this division has a lot of nice teams in them. I think it's going to be very tough for them to try to go in, and Shaw said this too, and I agree with him, to try to sweep teams. And maybe you want to get two out of three, but I think it's going to be a tough division. I think just like it was last year, I feel like it should go all the way down to the last maybe 10, 15 games like it was last year.
And that part of it, I think, is really interesting. The more of the step on the throat, right?
Yeah.
In an old football term, when you come in at halftime, you're up 21-0. The coach is saying, step on the throat, finish the dog now.
Right.
So you're saying have a little bit more of a killer mentality going into the end of series, that kind of feel.
And make no mistake about it, this team, I think, is still devoid at pitching. I mean, but if you can get Jimmy Nelson back, and I don't know if he'll be old Jimmy Nelson, but if you can get Jimmy Nelson back and some sort of semblance that you had two or three years ago, I think you got something. But I still think they're void, and we keep talking about, what's the cat name? Kakadal?
Dallas Keuchel?
Yeah, same thing. We keep talking about Dallas Keuchel. Who's Keuchel? Is he a pitcher?
Dallas Keuchel, a 31-year-old pitcher, former Cy Young winner.
No, Keuchel. Who is he?
Keuchel?
Keuchel. Is that Steve, is that a name?
Keuchel, that is the guy at Marquette who does media relations.
Yeah, him. So you keep thinking about Dallas Keuchel.
You've never met that guy in your life.
Huh?
Have you met that guy before? Keuchel?
Keuchel.
No, I never met him.
Gary leaned back like, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, we went to school back together back in the 80s. Yeah, I know what that is.
I think he's good friends with Steve. I think Steve talks about him a lot. But anyway,
yeah,
we've had
Wojo a lot on this show.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, with that being said, you're still short of pitching.
Right.
And I would do. And I'm not all over this like you guys are, but I want to see how it plays out. But I still think at the end of the day, we got David Stearns coming up. We're going to ask him about it. I still think they need something there.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox. What are you most looking forward to in this Brewers season? I got an interesting comment coming up, and then one that maybe I'll get made fun of for a little bit. 20 minutes from right now, David Stearns going to be in this seat talking with us at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Don't want to miss it. We'll get everybody on Facebook and Twitter's reaction to this next, but first, Sparky, these words from Castle Lanes.
Let's talk about Castle Lanes, shall we? That up north feel, like you're kind of like you're in a log cabin is what I'd like to say. Beautiful pro shop with Lenny Boards Jr. running the pro shop, PBA 50 vet and winner. And PBA 50 tour, go down there, he'll take care of whatever you may need with your bowling ball. Plus, don't forget to start making your spring and summer plans at Castle Lanes. I mean, heck, we're going to hit 60 and it's rainy, so it's kind of like spring. Starting May 14th, it's the Storm Doubles League. The cost is only $15 per week. First place team wins choice of any current Storm bowling ball and $200 cash. And get this, for just signing up, you get yourself a high-five bowling jersey like they wear on the PBA Tour or a three-ball bowling bag courtesy of Storm. Now, this is my favorite part of the whole deal. You only bowl 1 hour. That's it. It's 1 hour. So let's say the league starts at 7. You're done by 8 and on with the rest of your night. It's a beautiful thing. Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday nights, you pick which night you want to bowl. Again, that starts coming up on May 14th, $15 per week. Don't forget the 9-pin no-tap fun league. That's always a lot of fun. And also don't forget to sign up for Castle Lanes Summer Beach Volleyball. That starts on May 5th. Hurry, get all the details right now. Check out Castle Lanes Facebook page, or you can call them at 262-633-1199. That's 262-633-1199. Enjoy the wild side of bowling at Castle Lanes, Highway 31 in Racine.
Wendy's Big Show with Rush on a Throwback Thursday next. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, Throwback Thursday, brought to you by Master Z's in Waukesha. Also opening up a new store in Brookfield. That opens up on Friday.
Hold on. We got to do this because otherwise I'm going to get in trouble.
Come on. Yep, yep. Gary, you know anything about Rush?
Yeah, and it's one band I never really got into.
Okay.
In college.
A lot of people into it, though, down in Madison?
Yeah, all my friends. I mean, most of my friends. You know, I was friends with a lot of guys that were from New York.
Okay.
And they
were they the ones hitting the...
No, those are my football friends. I mean, I'm talking about, like, regular students.
Okay, regular students. So, football player, Damn, you were a nice football player. You were hanging out with all the regular common folks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have I had a lot of friends that I made friends with that didn't play. Yeah,
star running back you, hanging out with the common folks.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
A nice guy.
A lot of the guys were from New York, like my buddy Michael Hart,
mm-hmm.
Who's now a lawyer here in Milwaukee, was one of my really good friends growing up in college, and he had a bunch of friends, and they used to live at this place called the Towers, I believe the name of it was.
Okay,
off of State Street. And then I stayed, like, in a Statesider, which was right across from the Towers.
I know where that is,
and
yep.
Most of the people from the Towers, they were all from New York, I believe, that lived in the Towers.
Okay.
And I had a lot of friends. We used to go back and forth that didn't play sports that are, like, my true really good friends. Today, Richie Schwartz is another guy. Richie Schwartz's dad.
Oh, Richie.
Owned a luggage company in New York.
Wow.
And he used to get – well, when I first signed my deal, I bought a bunch of luggage from Richie. and his dad. Now Richie now runs. Actually, he gets all the luggage now. If you see the Badgers now and their luggage and all the stuff that they wear,
all logoed out and everything.
They get
that?
It from Richie Schwartz.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. See, the more you know. Gary Ellerson, yeah. Former Badger Packer running back, sitting right here. That's the kind of stuff, the background information that we can get on the Wendy's Big Show. Love it. Masters East in Waukesha. They still have the Waukesha store at 1005 Spring Drive in Waukesha. Also opening up, coming up tomorrow, in a Brookfield store at 9233 West Blue Mound Road. They're open from 10 to 7. Big blowout sale going on this weekend. Grand opening, pre-sale, patio sale with great savings on bar stools, pool tables, arcades, sports memorabilia, and more at Master Z's. Don't want to miss their grand opening of their new store on Blue Mound Road. 414-799-1250, the phone number here. 105.7 FM, the fan. Wendy's Big Show asking you, what are you most looking forward to in this Brewers season? We sit now 2 weeks away from opening day. Yolish Chacin earlier today, Craig Counsell announcing to everybody at his morning media briefing that Yolish Chacin will be the Brewers opening day starter. Sparky, no arguments there that Yolish Chacin was clearly the leader of this staff the last 2.5 months of last year.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And he definitely lived up to expectations, or surpassed expectations, I'm sure, that David Stearns had of him. And Stearns will join us in about 10 minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show live from Maryvale. But for me, at the end of the day, I'm just not all that confident in Chase Anderson. And Adam McKelvey even yesterday put out a tweet saying maybe a little bit of urgency here now with Chase Anderson. He's only got a couple more starts left before the start of the season, and as he continues to struggle. I'm not all that certain about Davies, but he's got more of a track record than Anderson does. Anderson, though, had a good year and a half there where he looked really, really good and then kind of lost it, then got hurt and couldn't figure out how to get it back. And now, by watching tape of guys that pitched 30 years ago, is trying to figure it out again. So we'll see if that works out. And then, obviously, we want to see about Corbin Burns and how good can he be adding a couple pitches to the repertoire that he already has.
There's a name right there, Corbin Burns, that I am so excited to see. And earlier on today in the dugout, in the clubhouse, he's getting interviews from anyone and everyone that walks in there. Everybody is looking at 39 and what he can do because of the name that he made for himself, Sparky, down with Chris Hook in Biloxi as a minor leaguer in this Brewers system. I'm really looking forward to seeing if they utilize Josh Hader the exact same way that they did last year. And in that realm of, they never pitched him when they weren't winning a game. He was locked down. They lost two games last year, guys, where Josh Hader pitched in a game. And talking with Corey Knebel earlier, you're going to hear that later on Spring Training Live, he kind of joked about it, that where a lot of people felt that it was, you know, everybody and everybody, any place, any time for that bullpen, a lot of them knew, Gary, dude, we get it to this guy, this game's over. Like, right. If 71 pitches for us, we're gonna get a win, and yeah, it's going to be over.
No, right. And that's how it had been for them. I think if you look at the Brewers, though, they have set things up for themselves. I think Craig Counsell's done a great job of making that work.
And what they do also is they know exactly how they want to, Sparky, deploy that entire bullpen. And Counts loves using the bullpen. All the guys were saying it, hey, man, Craig really likes using this bullpen. And Corey said it earlier today that part of the fun was knowing that they were going to be able to get it to 71 and it was going to be over at that point.
Well, I mean, that is the nice thing to have in your back pocket, that having that dominant bullpen that can finish games and do that. But with Jeremy Jeffress now, if Jeremy Jeffress isn't right, now he's throwing off flat ground, right, I guess, and getting closer to coming back. But if Jeremy Jeffress misses some time, who's that guy that's going to replace him if Burns is in the rotation and Woodruff is in the rotation? Who's that guy? Who's the third guy in the back end of that pen that you feel comfortable with?
Well, Josh Tomlin's going to have a chance at it. Mm-hmm. What? Come on, Sparky.
Was that a growl?
You were a big Wade Miley guy last year.
Yeah. Right.
And you got a lot out of Wade Miley in a spot that necessarily you weren't expecting a ton from.
That's true.
Could be that guy.
I was also a big fan of not having Wade Miley come back this year either. And that's exactly what happened.
But
they let him go somewhere else.
And Steven, you're right. See, that's the a lot of question marks about this team and what you just mentioned. But it just worked out for them last year, and you just don't know. You know, is that part of the magic? You know, is that really they have evaluated their talent and they know the talent level that they have, because we really don't. I mean, it's all that. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, everything they did last year worked. And you can say that maybe that was luck, or I mean, we don't know. So we're going to go into this year. Really, they have some of the same question marks. What we do know is, here, can Yelich play like he played last year at the end of the season, second half?
Not for a whole season.
Yeah, not for a whole season, but he could go on a run for a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah, he can get
right. I mean, so that's who he is. He's not going to drop off.
For the most part,
Travis Shaw was an ascending player for the Milwaukee Brewers.
He'll be better this year than last year.
Correct. He did take a step back in his average last year.
He was, was an ascending player, and all of a sudden, and I think that may be due to position change, all other kind of stuff, and that kind of messed with your brain. Moustakas, you get a whole year now of Moustakas.
In this division, too.
Yes.
Where he becomes more familiar with the ballparks, more familiar with the pitching.
So you're looking at just not, this is just on talking about your everyday lineup and hitting. Maybe they score more runs this year than they did last year.
Oh, they need to. They need to, because, Gary, there was a time last year where every single night on the postgame show, we were looking at each other like,
yeah,
how is this offense for the last 3 weeks averaging 2.5 runs a game?
Right.
They're too good for this. And, Sparky, Yasmani Grandal is going to help that a lot, too.
Yeah, Yasmani Grandal is supposed to help that a lot, and we'll see.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm just not. I mean, I'm not there on this dude, but everybody tells me that he's great at framing pitches and
he's framing,
Steve. Yeah, he's framing. I know.
Framing
pitches, so we're going to get more strikeouts and we're going to get more good things happening for the pitching staff because of Grandal catching. His work ethic is unbelievable, as people will tell you, which is also a good thing. Pass balls aren't a big deal to most people today, which is fine. I'll remember that during the season. And then, of course, the power. That's what my favorite part about this whole deal is. His power at Miller Park, he could really have a career year as far as home runs go. Playing in Miller Park this year.
Ha ha, Clinton Dix signing with the Chicago Bears, just coming around. 1 year deal for Ha ha Clinton Dix. So a little safety swap. Amos goes to the Packers. Clinton Dix goes to the Packers to Washington, then over to the Bears.
Here's something that's not a good sign for you. Greg Gabriel from Pro Football Weekly and does analyst work on The Score.
Right.
Just tweeted this out. Clinton Dix won't be the physical presence that Amos was, but he will be an improvement in coverage.
Over Amos?
Yeah. That's not
a good sign. That's
not a good sign.
That's not a great sign. Well, we got 3.5.
Well, we already know, though. I mean, haha, blue coverages with the Packers left and right.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Here's what we don't. I shouldn't say that. Because we don't know the whole makeup of everything, but it appeared when he was in Green Bay, there were a lot of blown coverages, and everybody's looking back at who's supposed to be where, blah, 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 blah. That happened a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When he was here.
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to have President of Baseball Operations David Stearns here at American Family Fields of Phoenix when we return. Sparky, there's a lot more coming up. We'll also get his nomination and our nominations for Throwback Thursday, brought to you by Master Z's. Rush bringing us out of the breaks here on the Wendy's Big Show, Throwback Thursday on The Fan.
It's March, so you know what time it is. And, man, I have a pick for you that's an absolute lock. Talk about a winner. It's madness at J. Meredith Jewelers Inventory Liquidation Sale. I don't know about you, but for me, every time I hear liquidation, I run to whatever store it is because I know I'm going to pretty much get everything in the store for little to nothing. If you're thinking about popping the big question soon or even later this year, you have to make a fast break to J. Meredith Jewelers in Delafield right now. The GM I talked to yesterday, and he said, you could tell everybody I'm cringing at what the owner is doing right now. 50 to 70% off their entire inventory, including diamond engagement rings. I said 50 to 70% off. Talk about a clutch three-pointer. Get a stunning diamond engagement ring. Save a basket full of money and make the girl of your dreams feel like a star. Hey, speaking of this, you hear Joe Zanzola is engaged. I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, but Joe Zanzola popped the question yesterday. Okay. Maybe you're not ready to make the big leap like Joe, but J. Meredith Jewelers has a huge inventory of jewelry that's perfect for any occasion. Diamond earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, diamonds. That's the key here. Plus, mention you heard this ad on The Fan and you'll get additional savings. It's a slam dunk. But hurry, the sale won't last for long. J. Meredith Jewelers Inventory Liquidation Sale. A short drive for big savings in Delafield off of Highway 83, right near Target.
Wendy's Big Show from American Family Fields of Phoenix out in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Gary Ellerson, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tout, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer back in our Hales Corner studios. And joining us now up here at American Family Fields of Phoenix, the new president of baseball operations and general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, David Stearns. David, thanks for the time and congratulations on the promotion.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming out.
Nice new deal. Well, we appreciate you coming out here, and it is just a beautiful new facility that you guys have out here.
It's been incredible, and to know what we had before from both a fan experience and a player environment standpoint to have what we have now, I think everyone gets out here and is really excited. And it makes a difference in really enjoying coming to work every day, and I think our fans who have been out here have really enjoyed the experience as well.
No, they really have, and I was talking to you earlier about the visiting locker room, because I think that the experience that you have over there now is much better than it ever was.
It really is, and for those fans who haven't been out here yet, we have an experience now on the left field side of our stadium here where the visiting players actually walk right across the complex, down a set of stairs, right in front of you, out onto the field for their work before the game, and it's a fun up-close and personal view of Major League players, and that's really what spring training's all about.
And that's one of the coolest parts here, too. And you see everybody down the right field line watching these guys stretch out. The bullpen is so close. There have been some really, really unique experiences. We saw it at Tempe Diablo where Christian Yelich comes out of the game after watching Hader pitch, and you can talk to him right as he's walking out of the stadium.
It really is one of the unique things about how we train for baseball and that we do have all this access. We have guys who really enjoy this up-close and personal view of that fans get of players during spring training. And this is probably still the most intimate ballpark in the entire Cactus League. It's certainly the most intimate training grounds in that we allow fans all over our complex on the backfields, and we allow fans right up against the fences and the cages for batting practice. So it's fun. It's fun for all of us, and I know our fans enjoy it.
So have you felt a different buzz this year coming off the division championship and obviously the run last year?
Well, look, we know there's anticipation, and we know there's expectations, and that's something we felt before. We had expectations last year as well, coming off of our 2017 team. We know that they're probably a little heightened now, and that's a good thing. That means that we've had success. It means that our fan base is excited. It means that baseball has taken notice of what we've been able to build here, and now it's our responsibility to continue that.
Well, and you guys have really done a great job. I think last year you started off with, you know, you bring in Lorenzo Cain, you get Yelich, and I think you go from there. And those guys really had two great years from you last year. Any more big moves like that?
Well, I think we're probably done with our big moves for now. Obviously, those guys performed tremendously well for us last year. We're two of the better players in all of baseball, and Yelich clearly one of the elite players, winning the National League MVP. This offseason, we were able to add Yasmani Grandal, who we think is a really important addition for us behind the plate. He's been one of the more consistent offensive productive catchers in all of baseball over the last couple of years. He receives very well. He works with the pitching staff very well. And so we think that's a really important addition for us, in addition to bringing back Mike Moustakas, who we all got to know last year. So we're happy with our team. We know that there are going to be peaks and valleys throughout the season. But this is a good group. It's a group that really bonded last year. And we're excited to get going on opening day.
President of Baseball Operations and General Manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, David Stearns, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. And, David, talk about Yasmani and talking to the pitchers. So much of what they've learned from him is the work that he puts in off the field, in the film room, and his study habits. He is going to bring a lot to the staff.
He does, and he's got a lot of experience. He's caught some really good pitchers with the Dodgers. He understands how to use various pieces of information. He understands where the game's going, and he's seen an awful lot of the hitters in the National League. And so when you combine all of that with a really quality work ethic, which Yaz brings to the table, it's a good combination for a catcher. So, like I said, we think he's the right fit for our team at this time. We were fortunate that we had guys like Manny Pena and Eric Kratz really step up for us last year. Both those guys are quality catchers as well. And to add Yaz to that group, just strengthens an already formidable duo.
You know, you look at your team last year, and a lot of people could say, I mean, I thought Craig Counsell did a marvelous job with your pitching staff, the pitching rotation, when to bring guys out, when to bring them in. Is baseball changing in that aspect of the game, the way now pitching is seen and looked at, and how you piece it all together?
We're evolving. I think it's certainly safe to say that as an industry we're evolving, and we're learning maybe different tactics and strategies that we can implement to get those 27 outs. And that's what Craig constantly talks about, right? It's how do we piece together 27 outs? It doesn't matter how many come from your starter, how many come from your bullpen, as long as you get out number 27, and you've got one more run than the other guy, it's a successful day. So that's what we're focused on. As an industry, I think we're learning how to do that maybe a little bit more efficiently, a little bit creatively, a little bit differently. And we certainly did some of those things last year, and other teams are doing them as well.
So you look, listen, we receive a lot of phone calls about a lot of different things, but I think that a lot of people are still looking at your pitching and think maybe that you don't quite have enough. How you feel about that?
We're very confident in our pitching, and we have been over the last couple of years, and probably even more so this year, as we have these young starters like Freddie Peralta, Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, really taking steps forward. We saw them emerge at the major league level last year. We think they have the ability to solidify themselves as major leaguers, and we're hoping to be able to give them the opportunity to do that over the course of the season. We also understand that there are peaks and valleys to a season, and certainly there are peaks and valleys to a career. And so we can't necessarily expect these guys to go straight up all the time, but we think we have the depth. We think we have the numbers to be able to get through a season, and we still like our bullpen, which helps a lot.
So you think your younger players, who you just mentioned, they have more to give than what you saw from them last year?
We think that they have the ability to transition to become major league quality starting pitchers. And last year, I think we saw that from Woody and Freddie throughout the course of the year, and Corbin we saw in the bullpen. We believe all three of those guys could be starters, and I would imagine over the course of the year, whether it's opening day or later, all three of them are going to get that opportunity.
How important was it for you from a development standpoint to get those guys those innings last year at the major league level, and then a bonus that they're pitching in high leverage spots where Corbin Burns is closing out game six of the NLCS for you?
It's always important for us, and it's something that as an organization we talk about regularly, the need to get young players experience, the need to push young players forward and not hold back their development. We need young players to perform at the major league level for us to be successful. We had that last year, and I anticipate we'll have it this year again.
No, last year you talked to us a little bit about sustainable success, and that's kind of how you guys are building your team. You're not really ready to go out there and pay a lot of big money for a lot of guys. You still think you're on track, too, with some of your younger players and how you kind of manage your team as sustainable success? Or you can tell people what that means for you.
Sure, that's the goal. And the goal as an organization since I got here is been to build a team that can consistently compete for division championships and playoff appearances. That's what we want to do. We've been able to do that now for 2 years. We believe we're capable of doing it for years to come, and we think we can do it. And you're right, a big part of that is based on that constant influx of young players. We've seen some guys come through here over the last couple of years who have had success, and we're going to need more guys to do that same thing in the coming years for us to have the type of sustainability that we desire.
Talking with Brewers General Manager and President of Baseball Operations, David Stearns, here at American Family Fields of Phoenix on the Wendy's Big Show. What about Corey Ray and Keston Hira, two really, really bright young stars that we were able to see here in spring camp?
Those are two guys who are getting to the point where they're kind of right on the cusp, and two really nice position player prospects. Both have had really nice springs here so far. Both advanced college draft picks, first-round picks from a couple years ago, and they've progressed as you would hope an advanced college draft pick would. Each of them has had periods of difficulties in the minor leagues, but has rebounded and really had a strong developmental path. So two guys who will start the year in AAA, we're going to be excited to watch them, and we know that at some point they're going to be able to help us at the major league level.
You know, I look at Corey Ray, and he looks like he could just do just about anything. I mean, play any position out there on the field. I mean, I don't know how you guys are looking to draft guys and what you're looking for, but I think you look at him as just what he can do. He's got speed. He's got some power. He can run. I mean, he can do a lot of exciting things for you.
He's a premium athlete. And you know, he's the type of kid who could have played any sport, and he chose baseball, and we're certainly happy he did. He's a premium athlete. He works really hard. He's still relatively young to the game, and so he's still learning. But there's an awful lot of potential there, an awful lot of upside. We've seen some of it this spring, and he's going to go to AAA, play at a level higher than he's ever played before, and that's going to be a really good experience for him.
And, two, then you bring in Mike Moustakas in the version of Keston where he's playing second base, and you have a solid veteran who knows this clubhouse so well as a guy to cover that time while he is still developing at AAA.
Yeah, and that was important to us. Look, Mike did a tremendous job for us last year after we acquired him from the Royals. He really melded well with our clubhouse. He knows the beat of our team. He emerged as a leader within our clubhouse very quickly. To be able to bring that back, to have that stability was important to us. We're certainly happy we were able to work it out. I think Mike's very happy to be here as well.
You know, look, one game away, David. I mean, big picture is, and then it's always tough trying to get back and then trying to get there. How do you guys manage that part of the game of trying to reach that ultimate goal?
I think we manage it by recognizing what we did last year, being proud of what we did last year, and then knowing that it means absolutely nothing for this year, and that this is a completely new year. It's a new team. Things are going to happen this year that didn't happen last year, both good and bad. And so it's our responsibility and really our necessity to focus on this year, this team, this group of guys, and how we perform collectively this year. Last year is always going to be there. We can always look back on it fondly. We can always look back on it and wish that it had gone farther as well. But we're in 2019 now, and it's time to look forward.
Well, let me ask you this. Then do you feel better about this team right now than you did last year going into it? Because I think there were probably a lot of unknowns last year than what you have right now.
There are always unknowns, but I do think we probably have a little bit more of an established team this year.
Yeah.
And so maybe there are some performances there that that are a little bit more predictable. So, look, we were confident in our team last year. We are confident in this team. We also know we're in a really tough division. We saw that last year, went down to game 163. I imagine it's going to go down to the wire again. And the best we can do is prepare every day to be a part of that competition.
And you guys have prepared with a lot of really, really strong left-handed power hitting.
We are, and we've got
well at Miller Park, doesn't it?
It does. It plays well in Miller Park. It plays well in our division as a whole. It's been a strategy of ours to acquire left-handed hitting power over the course of the last couple of years. We've got a lineup that we think is going to be very dangerous against right-handed pitching. And so we're looking forward to seeing that play out at home this year.
Well, we can't wait for it, man. And people in Milwaukee are juiced up for it. One message for the folks down in Milwaukee?
I think the message is get ready. We're coming home. We're looking forward to getting the season started, and we're hoping to have a lot of fun this summer.
Last one, let you get going here. Jimmy Nelson, returner Jimmy Nelson, if you can get him back, what does that mean to this organization?
It's a big boost. And look, first and foremost, and I think we saw it the other day when Jimmy pitched his inning, how much his teammates have rallied around him, how much the organization and our fan base rallied around him when he gets a standing ovation coming in from the bullpen. He's a big part of this team. He has been a big part of this team, and we think he will be this year as well.
Well, David, we really appreciate the time, really appreciate all the help you guys have had for us out here, and beautiful new facility. We're looking forward to the season.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Thanks, guys.
Thanks again. David Stearns, the president of baseball operations and general manager for your Milwaukee Brewers, joining us out here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. More next to the Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, Rush, bringing us in and out of the breaks.
No, that wasn't Rush.
No, that wasn't Rush.
The first two were Rush, though.
Well, who is this?
I don't know.
Okay, see, here's the deal, Sparky.
Sounds like Rush to me.
You could tell me that this was Rush. You could tell me this was Limp Bizkit.
Everybody in the listening audience knows it's not Rush, other than
okay,
me. So I'm not going to sit here and try and lie to people.
Okay, no, that's a good thing.
See, that's better. Because Sparky's a more honest human being than me. I would have told everybody that was Rush, and anybody had a problem with it, they probably would have came in.
They would have tweeted at you.
They would have, because we have a really, really astute listening
astute
base. It's one of my favorite parts of this job is that our listeners are on top of it, man. They know it.
Steve, what do you think about that, Stearns? No? Yes?
Well, I heard some of it. It sounded pretty good from what I heard.
Anything? Yeah. You get anything out of that or no? Or
well, I don't
same,
know.
Or?
I don't know. What did you get out of it?
Well, I mean, it's still much of the same. I know we were asking questions. That's why I thought maybe you kind of heard something and kind of give us your point of view. I mean, it's still the same stuff that we've talked about with him for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And, of course, he never gives his hand away. But we understand what they're trying to do and the spending of the monies. But it appears, though, what I picked up out of the young guys, those young pitchers that he actually talked about, that's what they're looking for to be their stars. That kind of caught me off guard a little bit.
Well, that's what it should be. That's what I've been preaching for and asking for all offseason, was that Peralta, Burns, and Woodruff all end up in this rotation and be in this rotation. Now, may not start out that way, but if it ends that way, I'll be fine with it. I just think those three guys have far more upside and longevity and more talent than Chase Anderson and Davies do at this point.
And that's the tough balance that you have to have in that position, right? Is development, winning at the big league level, as well as the money that you got tied up, right? Because, Sparky, you got some money tied up to Chase Anderson. And at that point, he also told us when you asked a question about free agents bringing in another guy, Gary, he said, we're pretty close to tapped out.
Yeah.
We're using our money, so the guys that we are paying a decent amount of money to, it's hard not to use, a la Chase Anderson, also Sparky's boy, Eric Thames.
Yeah, he shouldn't be on this team either, but it is what it is.
Hey, did you happen to hear who ended up bonding with Eric Thames in the Brewers clubhouse the other day?
No.
Pipe Bomb, oh. J.O., Jeff Orlowski, him and Eric Thames had a nice conversation about Slayer.
Makes sense.
So Eric Thames is into Slayer, so Jeff Orlowski found his new favorite Milwaukee Brewer. How about that? Lorenzo Cain, we asked him about Lorenzo Cain and what that acquisition did we David Stearns when he stopped by just a couple of minutes ago. Gary and I had a chance to catch up with Lorenzo Cain and the Brewers clubhouse just a couple of days ago, right before the nutrition meeting, which Lorenzo Cain, as you'll find out, not a huge fan of. Lorenzo Cain now on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show, Gary Ellerson, Bill Schmidt with Lorenzo Cain here inside the Brewers Clubhouse. Quick 4 minute, we only get a couple. Mm-hmm. Worst meeting of the year is the nutrition meeting of Lorenzo Cain.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Just giving the guys a hard time. So.
Well, as a 300-pounder, I'll say it was always my least favorite meeting that we always had.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I'm definitely not the best eater in the world, but I try.
So what's on the ideal plate for Lorenzo Cain?
For me? Hold on, say that question again.
The ideal meat. You get one meal. What are you having on there?
For me, I'm a big steak guy. You know, big steak guy. You say, give me some mac and cheese. I love French fries as well. So those are not the best of choices, but that's what. That's
so that's how you celebrated after game 163?
Yes.
What's the feel?
I would have brought in some collard greens. Come on, man. Here's some collard greens.
That's from Georgia.
Now.
Yeah, that's back home though. You know, my mom can make that kind of stuff. You know, so I don't get to see my mom as much as I would like. But,
so she didn't pass down the recipes to you?
No. She got to handle it all. Let her handle all that. So, yeah.
Wendy's Big Show with Lorenzo Cain. Lorenzo, the expectations and 96 wins that you guys had last year feels like a great group back in here as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great group. Very talented group. Like I said, we got to go out there and accomplish the same thing. You know, we got to win a bunch of games because we're playing in a great division. So it's about going out there getting it done each and every day. It's not going to be easy, but we got to find a way to get it done.
You know, you look at this new digs here. What? How has this changed for you guys, your new area here?
Yeah, like I said, they added this very nice clubhouse. It's big time. It's top notch. Like I say, it's comfortable. We have some space now. So, yeah.
You got a little space. You and Braun here in the corner. This feels nice.
Got us in the corner here. So, like I said, they definitely showed us some love in this aspect, and we really appreciate it.
And it helps when you guys have the success that you had last year. You've been to one game away, and then the next year you guys go and finish the ultimate goal. Does it feel similar in here?
Yeah. For sure. Everybody's, you know what I'm saying? We're calling it unfinished business. We know what we need to do. We need to go out there and finish the job. So, you know, we got close last year, but we've turned the page. We've moved on from that. And we set our eyes on this new year. And hopefully we can go out here, play some great baseball, and get to the World Series.
What do you work on this year? You've done this for a while. I mean, how do you continue to get better every year?
You know, for me, I just want to stay consistent more than anything, you know, and being healthy. Those are two things I've really focused on, you know, always trying to improve your game, you know, all areas of your game, you know, try not to have any weak spots. But at the same time, health is the biggest key, for sure.
Lorenzo, well, we'll let you get into that nutrition meeting. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you when you get to Milwaukee.
All right, guys.
There's Lorenzo Cain with Gary Ellerson and myself. So what was your overall rating, a scale of 1 to 10 of Lorenzo Cain's plate, Gary?
Well, like I said, he's missing collard greens and some cornbread.
Okay, you know, so he's missing two things.
Yeah, man. I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe he doesn't make collard greens. I mean, he said he didn't, but I can hook him up.
Yeah, I don't. Could you teach me how to make some? Can we get some on the way home?
No.
Then? No? Okay. All right. I guess.
But I made you some cabbage last year. Was that cabbage?
Yes, you did. Yep. And I had cabbage. I wasn't going to go for
Southern style cabbage.
What was the pork neck bone or something?
Yeah, put that bone in there, man.
Yeah, I couldn't get all down with
put that neck bone in there.
Neck bone.
You know, hog maws, you know, throw them off in there.
Your boy Dan Richards might want to have some pork neck bone with you, though.
I tell you what he wants. He wants some people to come over there and buy some cars from him. That's what he wants. You ever see my good friend Dan Richards located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue? Hyundai West Dallas.
Yes,
Dan
sir.
Dan Richards, general sales manager. Guys, you need to get over there right now and check my good friend out. You're looking for the best possible deal on a new or used vehicle they have in stock right now. Talk to my good friend at Hyundai West Dallas, Dan Richards. He's going to make sure you get the best possible price, guys. And listen, I know sometimes when people go over there and buy a car, and that's great, great. But they're the back end, and the back end, I mean their service department, is the best service department in the state. I'm going out on a limb. I'm saying that. I know that. I've been to their service department. I know how they treat you, and they treat you well. Some people think you buy a car and you drive off, that's it. That's not necessarily the case. Sometimes you may run into a problem with the car. If you do, you're covered. They're going to treat you right at Hyundai West Dallas, located on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue.
I totally spaced when we had David Stearns in here. Sparky, our nominations for Throwback Thursday, Gary?
My throwback nomination will be Prince. Oh, we can't do Prince. He's don't have anything out there.
Yep.
Let's go Michael Jackson.
I'm going Journey. Sparky.
Mellencamp.
That's it. Wendy's Big Show right back after this. Oh, Anthony Mandela, your nomination. Sorry about that. Anthony?
The booth nominates Green Day.
Green Day.
Okay, I like Green Day. All right, guys. American Family Fields of Phoenix. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.